Okay. So, Emma, will you go get me them two cards, one of each of them cards on the piano back there, on the piano? Oh, you got the two? Never mind, Emma. Okay, guys. So we have last week's. I have a copy of it out on the piano. It's the one in black. Who knows it? Okay, Faith? Huh? You know why you're here? Okay. Who's not bashful wants to do it? Gary. You gonna call it? What is it? Yeah, give his life a ransom to many. Mark 10:45. So if you have not memorized that yet, back on the piano there is a black card. Well, my printer's not too hot, so it's black and kind of a little bit of brown. It almost looks like a wall or something. But it's back there on the back wall, so memorize that passage from last week. And then we have a new one this week. It's on a green card. Same way, it has a little bit of lighter in it. So I don't know what to do with my printer is at home. But it's the memory verse for today is Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Let nothing be done through selfish ambitions or content. You know, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look not for his own interest, but for the interest of others. So just remember that, and it's still the theme of service, that we are to serve those around us. And the name of the messages, or this kind of the series through this, is This Is Our City. We live here in Bearden, Arkansas, in Camden, and out in the country. This is our region, our area, and we, as born-again believers in Jesus Christ, we need to make sure that we are taking care of our neighbors. And this passage is about this. There's a lot of different areas that you could go. One that we're going to look at in the book of, or in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, and then another one in the book of Mark in the New Testament. Mark, ooh, we were just there, wouldn't we? Not long ago. So, but we have these two passages talking about loving your neighbor. And we have the opportunity in every aspect of our life to show how much we love our neighbor. So as we go through this week, and I'm not telling you to look 6 months ahead, I'm talking about look this week, find an opportunity to love your neighbor. And as we think about who our neighbor is, our neighbor's not necessarily the person that lives beside us. Our neighbor is not necessarily the Christian down the road. Our neighbor is the ones that are close to us in proximity. The ones right around us. The ones we see on a daily basis. So I have to love those that are not Christian. That's what Jesus did. And we need to make sure that we are looking for an opportunity, even this morning, an opportunity to serve. So how about you? Have you found an opportunity last week to serve? To do something for someone else? Our memory verse this week, you know, talks about it's not about us. It's about others. It's not about how we can look at ourselves, but look at others more than ourselves. And that's what I believe God is desiring. And as we look throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, that Jesus is always asking us to treat others the way that we want to be treated. to love others, even people that are different than what we are, that are there, you know, and they need the love of Jesus within their lives. So if you will turn to the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 27 through 29. Deuteronomy, so go to the front of your Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Chapter 14, starting in verse 27. Y'all there yet? I can hear pages rustling still. That sounds good. You got it? Oh, she's rustling. Okay, for you shall not forsake the Levite who is within your gates. He has no part or inheritance with you. At the end of every third year, you shall bring out the tithe of your produce of that year and store it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates, may come and eat and be satisfied, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands which you do. So what is he saying in this passage in Deuteronomy? He's telling us that there are people within our gates that do not have the same inheritance. They do not have what we have. The blessings that we have in our lives, and we are there to help take care of. And it was the Levites, you know, and it was the widows and the fatherless and the strangers, all those who are around us that are struggling in their life. It is our responsibility to help and take care of them. Our other passage that we have is in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verses 29 through 31. Mark chapter 12. Verses 29 through 31. And this is a passage that is repeated throughout the Gospels. I know it's repeated in Matthew, it's repeated in Mark, it's repeated in Luke. This passage is something that we need to look into our hearts, and guess what? It will be a memory verse in the soon or the near future. This passage will be. Just to think about it. So Mark chapter 12, verse 29 through 31. Jesus answered him, "For the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, and the Lord is one. For you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you so much for your word, Lord, and how it guides us and directs us in our hearts, Lord. Just let us grab your word Lord, and plant it into our hearts, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Lord, and plant it into our hearts so that we can leave this place this morning, and we can go out and we can share your gospel, Lord. We can show your love to our neighbor, Lord, to those who are around us. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as we look at that, this is our city. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, it's the principle of love that we look at here in the first thing. So go to the next slide, Anna. So to love your neighbor, you know, the principle is commitment of love. You know, have we committed to love? Love God with all of your heart, with everything that is within you. We are to love God. Why aren't we to love God? Because he first loved us. We are to love him because he first loved us, but we are to love him because he died on the cross for our sins. He gave himself for us because he is the creator of the universe, because he is the King of kings and he is the Lord of lords. We are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart. With everything that is inside of us, it should bubble up from inside of us and out into this world that we live in, the love that we have for God. And when we love God the way that we should, with an agape, loving relationship, intimate relationship with him, it's going to affect how we treat our neighbor. So love the Lord your God with all of your heart. And what are we else supposed to do? Love your neighbor as yourself. What would you do for yourself? How would you take care of yourselves? Folks, God tells us that we are to love our neighbors. We are to treat them as good or better than we are our own selves. And we have a complex here in the United States especially that it's all about who? Them? It's all about me. And we have this mentality, and that's not the mentality that God has. God has the mentality that he loves us. And that's the result, or that's what we should do also for others around us. So the principle of love this morning is to love like God loves. Do we love God with all of our hearts, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength, with everything that is in us? I will tell you, I'm not going to say I'll be honest with you, because I hope I'm always honest with you. And that's kind of a phrase. It's kind of like, what? But I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I don't love God like I should. Sometimes I don't follow him like I should. And we as Christians, we should look and we should evaluate our lives on a daily basis. And we ask God to help us love him more. And that's something that is hard to do sometimes, because we live in a fallen world, and this world around us is a world that wants to tear us apart. It wants to pull us away from God, the things of God, and we should desire to come and grow close to him. So I would ask you today and ask myself today, what are we doing on a daily basis that is helping us grow in our love relationship with the Lord? I would tell you, the first thing that you need to do to grow in a love relationship is you need to communicate with the Lord. If you want to love him with all of your heart, and if you do love him with all of your heart, you need to talk to him. And let him talk to you. Because we have a bad habit in here, is we have a list of things that we want, and we pray and say, God, I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this, and I need this. And then we get up and we leave. When God says to, hey, sit down a little bit. Let's talk. Let's see what we can do in your life that will make you the Christian that he came to die for. What can we do in our lives to love the Lord our God with all of our hearts? What can we do? We can love our neighbor as ourselves. Do we love our neighbor as ourselves? Not near enough. We have an opportunity, you know, to step out of these doors of this church here this morning and help someone in need. To help them by praying for them. It may be help them by, you know, having someone to talk to. It may be help them by financial means. It may be help them, you know, by some spiritual means. You know, whatever it is God has planted upon your heart, you are to help and love your neighbor? How would you want to be treated? What is the great command, or the great commission, you know, or to the greatest thing, you know, is to, you know, to treat others as you would want to be treated? So do we always treat other people the way that we want people to treat us? I think we forget that sometimes. And we blow up, or we get angry at something, or we just do not treat people correctly, and we forget that we were forgiven and that God loves us, and that we should also treat others the way that we want to be treated. So the principle of love is loving God with all of our heart and loving our neighbor as ourselves. The foundation of community, you know, in this principle is building relationships through love. How are you going to lead people to Christ? A lot of times, you know, you'll see sometimes you can go up to someone, you can witness to them, and they'll just be saved. But a lot of times it's through building of relationships with love, and they come to know Jesus Christ because they see Jesus in you. And that's what we need to look at in our lives and think, how am I going to do that? How am I going to show people the love of Jesus? It's through service. So the principle or the theme for this year, again, we mentioned it last week, and I'll mention it every Sunday. The theme for this year is service. How are we going to serve others within our body here at First Southern Baptist Church in Bearden? We need to build relationships through love and create a supportive environment that people can come and they can see us and they can know that, hey, that church down on the corner of Jordan and Cedar, them people love me. Them people care about me. Them people, they will help in me growing in relationship with the Lord, but they will help me if I have a need. I'm not talking about a blank give out to whoever steps on our door. It's more than just giving people something. It's more of showing them the love of Jesus, and sometimes that comes with feeding them or paying their light bill. Or doing some things like that. Folks, we need to make sure that we are showing in our community that God loves them through His church. And whenever we do that, folks, it's going to make a difference in our community. Do we want our community to grow? If we want our community to grow, then we are going to have to step up and step out of our comfort zone, and we're going to have to show people love through service. And I promise you that whenever you do that, that God will bless you, that God will do great and mighty things within your life if you will do unto others the way that you would want them to do unto you. So we need to practice generosity within this. So this practice of generosity is caring for the less fortunate that are around us. And we have people that are in our community right here in the shadow of the steeple of this church that are less off than what we are, that need help, that need guidance within their life. They need Jesus. And that comes along with a little help sometimes. And whenever we do that, folks, it's going to prove, you know, that how much God loves them through our service to them. We see here in, you know, the book of Deuteronomy, we look at that, how he provided for the Levite and the stranger, and he shared resources with those in need. We have resources that are available. We have things that we can do within our community, and we do some things, you know, but I think we need to do more. I think we need to show more of the love of Jesus. We need to get out of the doors of our church, and we need to show that, hey, the church isn't here. The church is the people that go from here and go out into our community. So what are we going to do that? How are we going to go out and to share the love of Jesus? It's going to have to be intentional. It's got to be intentional. It's not just going to happen. Folks, we're going to have to stand up, and like we said a while ago, stand up and step out the doors of this building, and we're going to have to put some work in. It takes work. Christianity is not a religion, you know, that we look at and says, oh, you know, hey, I got saved. Now I can sit down and just take it easy for the remainder of my life. Christianity is work. It takes work to help people. It takes work to grow in the Lord's work. It takes work to memorize these scriptures. It takes work and dedication in our life to do the things of God that He tells us in His Word. So we need to share resources with focus with those in need. So I would ask you that you start coming up with things like, hey, I see this need within our community. How can we meet that need within our community and show by showing the love of Jesus? And we may have to get creative, but there's things that we can look at in our lives, you know, in our church life that we can share Jesus. I think we've been in the walls of the church too long. It's time to get out of the walls and get into the community. And get out and do some great and mighty things. We need to cultivate, you know, a generous spirit, encouraging acts of kindness. You know that these acts of kindness are contagious. People see you doing something kind, it kind of prompts them to do something. And I told y'all whenever I first came here, it's been almost 8 years ago in March, that what I love to hear and what I want to hear is someone from the community coming up and telling me that, hey, you know what one of y'all members did? That they see the love of Jesus flowing out of us. And showing that Jesus is Lord and showing the example that He gave by encouraging these acts of kindness around us and fostering a culture of giving. Are we a giving church? I tell you, my dad has always told me that you cannot outgive the Lord. You can't. You can't outgive the Lord. You give and you see what the Lord does. You see the blessings that come your way. And that's not just financial. That is also of your time and your resources that you have. You know, that will help others around you, and God will bless you in that because it's fostering, you know, a culture of giving right here in our community, right here in this church, and it will help those around us. So are we cultivating in our area here, you know, a generous spirit, a spirit of generosity, an attitude of gratitude for what the Lord has done and given to us? And I believe that He, this morning, you know, that He speaks to our hearts and He says to give. And like I said, it's not always financial. And a lot of times it's not financial. Because a lot of times people don't necessarily need your money. They need your time. They need your resources. You know, of what you have in order to fulfill the work of the Lord. And whenever we do all that, you know, it promises, you know, a purpose of unity within our church, man. And we need unity. We need to grow together as a community. And I tell you, that's what I love about, you know, Bearden. And I see this quite often is that the churches, we're not at odds against each other. We're for each other. I'm not at odds against the Methodist Church. And I'm not at odds against First Assembly. Man, we're here for the same purpose. We may have some doctrinal differences, but guess what? We're here for the same purpose within this community, is to reach our community for Jesus Christ and help those that are in need. And that's something that we can look at and we can thank the Lord at. I hate to see whenever I go to a community and churches are at odds against each other. Well, you can't go down there. You don't go down there. Them people down there, they're just terrible. Or them people over there is terrible. Man, we're all born again believers in Jesus Christ. We're all part of one family, and that is the family of God. And we need to grow together, and we need to work together within our community to do the work that God has placed us here for. And just to be honest, I don't think God likes denominations. I just don't think He likes denominations. I think He loves His church. It's not that He loves the Southern Baptist, or He loves the Missionary Baptist, or He loves the Assembly, or He loves the Methodist. He loves us all. And He wants that relationship with us to grow. I'm pretty fortunate that I get to live beside the Methodist preacher, Brother Andy, great guy. And we talk about these things, you know, of what we can do, you know, together. And you know, I guess Methodists are a lot like Baptists. We do a lot of talking, but we hadn't put it together yet. We need to stop talking and start doing. And that's something that we need to look at in our own lives and say, like, okay, what can I do? It's time to stop talking. Time to start doing. We got enough committees. We need some workers. We need people to get out in the field. What does the Lord say? The field is white into harvest, but the workers are few. We need to get people out into our community and get to work in serving others. Well, that's the pastor's job. It's my job as a born-again believer in Jesus Christ. But it's all of our jobs as born-again believers in Jesus Christ to go out and to serve others around us. So we need to strengthen in togetherness. And we have strength more together than we do apart. Folks, we have, God has given the church, or the church, gifts. People in the church, gifts to use for the edification of the church, for the growing of the church, for the growing of our Christian lives. I can't do some of the things that other people can do. We need you. And I'm not Uncle Sam saying we need you. I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus Christ says, I need you to be my hands and my feet. And that I need to grow in my relationship. And I need to grow closer to God, but closer together with my brothers and sisters in Christ. You want to see something big happen? Start growing closer. Start building relationships even inside the walls of the church. And God will bless it. embracing diversity within a community. You know, we have diversity within our community. It's not about color, folks. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care what color you are. You are welcome here. You're welcome to come in and you're welcome to worship with us. And I pray that we are inviting people and that we are embracing the diversity within our community. We need to work together, and I've already mentioned this, you know, among churches, you know, we need to work together for a common goal. What's our common goal? Jesus Christ. It's not to fill every pew in this church and every pew in the Methodist church and every pew in, you know, in the assembly church. It's not the job to fill them. It's to glorify the Lord in what we do and to help those in need. I always say, if we do what the Lord wants us to do, He'll take care of the rest. We just have to step up and work together for a common goal. And we need to have a vision, you know, a harmony within the city in which we live. We do pretty good here in Bearden, but we could do better. We need to promote peace and understanding within our community and love and build a legacy of love and unity within the church, that God can move in miraculous ways. So the question that I would ask you, are you ready? Are you ready to start 2025 in service? Are you willing to step up and commit to the Lord? Are you willing to step up and commit to serving Him within the church and the community? God wants to do something, but He's waiting on us to say yes. And if we will just take that first step, man, God will lead us the remainder of the way. So what will you do with Jesus this morning? See, speaking to your hearts this morning about your service to others, about your love for Him, and how that we can be different in this community that we live in, that we don't look like the rest of the community. We look different because of the love that Jesus has given us, that we are to give out to others. Let's all stand this morning. As we sing a song of invitation, I just ask that you just be obedient to the Lord, that the altars are open, that I'm here. If you would like to talk, you know, what is the Lord calling you to do today? Lord, we just thank you for all that you have done for us, Lord, the blessings that are within our lives, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would be just on our minds constantly, Lord, that we may grow in you, Lord, and be in that intimate, close relationship with loving you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind, and that we would love our neighbor as ourselves. Lord, thank you for all that you have done and all that you are going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, have thine own.